I want to speak to Marcia Tuffin, who's the manager of Care Home and Dementia Services at Abbeyfield and Wesley Housing Association here in Northern Ireland. And this is Dementia Awareness Week. Marcia is available to speak to us. Marcia, good morning.
Good morning.
How important is a week like this, Marcia?
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's so, this is the week for us to be raising awareness within our communities, dispelling myths about what dementia is or isn't, and to send out the positive message that it is possible for people to live well with dementia.
What's your advice to people who are finding it an incredible struggle with a family member at the moment?
Okay, so the first thing we need to recognise if we're struggling with our memory is that we should really seek a GP's advice straight away, because it might not be dementia. Dementia can appear like somebody who's had like stress or depression, and to get that diagnosis will open the door to support sessions, some equipment that might help. So it's incredibly important to actually, in the early stages, despite there not being a cure at the moment, there's so much more that we can be doing to improve the quality of life of residents and people in the community living with dementia.
Now, you obviously know what you're talking about, because yes, you won the prestigious Dementia Personality of the Year Award at the UK Dementia Awards. It must be a very challenging job to be a dementia specialist.
It is, but it's the most rewarding job, the highs and lows, but to know that you can support the families and support that person and to help them still recognise that their mum, dad, their loved one is still there. And because there's so much more to the person than dementia, they still have a role in identity. So to enable families to still have that connection, which is a big part of Dementia Awareness Week, is that they are still there. It's training and educating and supporting families to have a different relationship, I suppose, especially when the person no longer recognises them themselves, the age that they are. So it can be devastating, but there is support and help out there.
All the therapies that are involved with the older people in particular who are coping with dementia, and it's not just an older person's disease, I know, but the memory boxes, the doll therapy, does that work?
It does indeed. It does indeed. We have to think about what dementia actually is. So it is more than just about losing your memory. And the most recent memory, so what we had to eat, you know, what happened yesterday. But it's always the longer term memories that actually last the longest. So collecting those little trinkets and putting them in a memory box can actually support families to actually connect with their loved ones still and remember those lovely times, those lovely holidays, or looking at the photographs, the postcards, anything. So it's so important. And this is what we start at Abbeyfield and Wesley before somebody actually moves into our care home, to start collecting those little trinkets.
Yeah, which of course are very important to have. And the doll therapy, it seems like a child playing with a doll, but there's more to it than that.
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking at towards high advanced levels of dementia, and there will be times where all we can do as care assistant is just cuddle and support that person. And doll therapy is that nurturing, that emotion, that cuddling, that loving, that caressing. And we provide support and training for families so people understand it. So it's not childish. It's answering and supporting an emotion that sometimes as carers we can't reach out to.
Do you think the government's doing enough?
We're getting there. We're improving. We've come an awful long way. We've only got to look like 10 years ago where we were with dementia. And no, we are moving forward at an incredible pace. But lots more needs to be done, lots more research, lots more money, which is what many people are going to be doing up and down the country this week, raising money for more research. So we're getting there. I mean, you've just got to think like 30 years ago where we were with cancer, but where we are now today. So we will get there.
Okay, Marcia, thank you for that. Raising awareness of Alzheimer's dementia on this Awareness Week of the ailment. That's the award-winning Marcia Tuffin.